my experience also on the part, in terms of their relationship with the department, any frustrations and hiccups. We hear that the organogram is dealing with public service and administration, but with the department itself, also specifically referring to financial aspects, and we know there is no CFO yet, is that hampering the effectiveness of the regulator at all, and what is the target at this stage, Chair, to finalize the organogram and then fill at least permanently the positions of the CEO and the CFO? I'll leave it at that at this stage. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you, Chair. I've been largely covered, and just to, again, looking forward to this wonderful flower blossoming of the regulator, a pansy. I'm also just would like to find out whether there's any hindrances with the department when it comes to getting the regulator fully operational. I noticed that where you indicated 1.7 million of 10 million was spent, and that would largely be controlled by the Department of Justice. So we need to know if there's any problems in that relationship. And I'm very pleased to hear that you are going to expedite the establishment as quickly as possible so that the other chapters of the Act can be enacted. But we need to know, firstly, how we can assist you. And I think with this organogram, Chair, we might need to put pressure on as well, because the regulator has been in office now, I think, for 11 months since then. Not yet, sorry. It was February this year. Yeah. But anyway, no aspersion your side. I think it's from other people and other departments that are constraining you becoming fully established, and maybe we can help them, because this is a very, very important piece of legislation that needs to be enforced. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honourable Chair. Well, I was listening attentively, and I was looking at advocating to the. The first time I met with him was during the cyber crime and the cyber security bill public consultation. So I'm pleased that he's a bit relaxed today and I'm able to extract some laughter from him as a broad smile. Well, look, Chair, I think the work of the regulator is commendable over the very short period of time of its existence. Very commendable. They exude the sense of what they do, that they've got the understanding of what the mandate is, and they get towards the realization of the constitutional and legislative mandate. So there's really to be unfair to ask much from them at this point in time, because they are putting their structures in place. I'm happy that they are able to demonstrate a broad consultation that they've had with various stakeholders, more so to introduce themselves and also to get a sense of what stakeholders in the sector are doing. In particular, they have seized the ongoing litigation in relation to SASA and the recipients of social grants, and we hope that that matter they are well seized with, and they will help SASA to meet the conditions put before it by the Concord. There's a specific concern which was raised by South African Human Rights Commission of non-compliance by state organs, government departments, particularly municipalities, in which they say that there's been non-compliance with by legislation. I would like to implore upon the regulator to help us to do an audit all these organs, government departments, state organs, the private sector and all of that, to get a sense of whether there's compliance with PAIA and POPIA, and whether there are structures in place to enable access of information by the public, and ensure that there's compliance. But that can only be achieved through a thorough audit. So I'm making a plea with them that amongst many other things that they're doing, they should consider undertaking an audit. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, colleagues, and thank you, Chairperson of Information, and other commissioners, media. Chairperson, let me follow, concur with my colleagues regarding the commendable way in which the information regulator has operated so far. Within few months, we already see commendable work. However, Chairperson, I'm very much concerned because I think they really need our intervention in this regard, in terms of especially in relation to organizational issues, the organogram and other related issues. Again, issue of accommodation, they are temporarily at Department of Justice, now engaging with Department of Public Works. So that also needs to be taken into consideration. Another very serious concern is the underspending. Of course, as you have explained, because of accommodation, you are housed at Justice Department and the issue of staff. So because now we are only left with 5 months, really, I really sympathize with you because it might have a very negative impact, as I said, come the 2018-19 and so forth. My concern, Chairperson, is that as this whole thing is unfolding, moving at a very snail pace, it really affects the public. Because even as I'm talking now, we receive calls from as far as United Kingdom wanting us to confirm our personal details. It really has a very, very negative impact. So I think our intervention in this regard is very much critical. However, generally, thank you so much for the way you are running the whole institution. Thanks, Chairperson.
Bongo.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you, Chairperson of the Regulator and other members. I think I should say this, that we are doing a great job. I don't think you must take it as a snail pace. What we've done for now, I think, it's a good work. Actually, when I look back from the time we assembled this team, Chairperson, I'm beginning to be proud that we have put in a very, very strong team to can to take this work forward. And I really, really appreciate from my side. I'm just worried about the... I think the task that we must just prioritize is the organizational structure, because that's where you'll be able to move from. Otherwise, you'll have those 150 cases and be unable to deal with them. I think the committee would, in the next appearance of the minister, just push that they prioritize this information regulator. as to the understanding, I think we're the only people who came here and speak about understanding. Everyone who comes in here, he wants more money and so on. So we've got to do something urgently around this matter, because in the MTEF, they will not prioritize you for the outer years because it's an underspending. So you've got to be forward-looking. Otherwise, you will come here the following year and cry foul about the lack of budget and so on. So I think we must move with the speed of a mirage in terms of ensuring that the next financial year you spend the whole money as it is given. Other than that, Chair, I think just to thank the team, we'll give whatever support. We're very proud that we have assembled this team and is working at this pace. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to welcome the presentation of the information regulator, and to actually say welcome to everybody that has been appointed. Thank you for accepting the appointment, and we can see that the team is viable. We're just looking forward to you being in the position to deliver the mandate accordingly. Earlier when the South African Human Rights Commission was here, they've indicated that they've met with you, but you haven't actually come with some form of an agreement as to how they're going to transfer buyer to you. I didn't get an opportunity of making a follow-up question. I wanted to or comment. I wanted to say to them, you need to have some time frames. You know, something that's just there in the air, and you talk about it, then you leave it. You may find it 2 years down the line, there will have not been any form of transfer. So if you can actually have some time frames around this, it will really assist. I mean, your organogram, I don't know whether it's costed. And I've heard some of the comments from the members about the organogram, but I think also what is important is to look at the organogram as to how it actually then responds to the mandate, so that there are no gaps in order for you to be in the position to roll out the mandate unhindered. You don't have offices now. For all the entities that come and report before us, what we always suggest is do not put too much money into leasing. See, for now you don't have problems with money because you're only trying to gain momentum. And when you go on full speed, you're going to find that you might even come to a situation where you think that the funds that you've got are not sufficient. But don't come to us when most of the money goes into leasing. Because what we're suggesting is that look at how to get government buildings to operate from, so that you reduce on the leasing or rentals, because this has a tendency of actually consuming a lot of money of the entities that we are actually overseeing. Or you can look at the possibility of buying sort of leasing, and there's nothing you're going to benefit after a number of years. You can rather buy the building. And maybe you'll struggle now, but in the long run, you find that you've got a building that you're actually not paying for. You'll only be paying for services. We appreciate the fact that you set systems in place. You can see you've got the audit committee, you've got the internal audit in place, even if you've outsourced it, but it's okay. It's good to actually put the systems in place, because issues of compliance, they are very, very, very important. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think the honourable members will take this session to praise themselves for appointing competent people. Honourable, you want to say something?
I wanted to say what you have just said. I wanted to say two members who are here. You have done a good job in appointing these people, and I wanted to encourage them to do better. I normally don't give praises. I usually reserve that. But I am happy that you're doing it. But I also want to emphasize, Honorable Chair, that please take your work as very, very important. The nation relies on you and so many other things, on this. And I trust you've got a lot of lawyers there. I only hope they've got two hands. Usually they say, lawyer on the one hand and on the other. So I only hope they both have two hands. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chair, concluding remarks on your side.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, for the feedback and the words of encouragement. The Portfolio Committee, I think you can assist us by ensuring that those that we depend on for establishment assist us. And that would be the Department of Public Service Administration, the Department of Public Works, and National Treasury. So that when they come here, maybe one of the standard questions that you can ask to them to say, how far have you gone in assisting the regulator to establish, because we depend on them to assist. The 150 complaints, I will give my colleagues to deal with that. The Department of Justice, they are assisting, but things don't move as fast as we'd like them to move. Maybe some of us come from situations where we were used to doing things very quickly. So things move not at the speed that would have wanted them to move, but I also have to say that where we find bottlenecks, the minister and the deputy minister are a phone call away. We are able to call and say, can you please assist with this? And they unlock those bottlenecks. And let me also say that regarding this, the question on PAIA, and the members will take the other questions with your permission, Chair. I think on the PAIA functions and non-compliance, one of the issues that we thought we should do is that before we take over PAIA, we need to do evaluation to just understand what lies behind this non-compliance. Because we've been informed that lack of resources is a major issue, because people are given a function to perform, but they are not given the resources to do that. So once we've done that evaluation, we'll then know how to move forward. Because this is not going, it's going to be now double. It's going to be compliance with PAIA and compliance with POPIA. And there's going to be consequences for non-performance and for non-compliance, unlike in the past. So we need to ensure that we go to the highest level to engage at even at treasury level to say we cannot give people a responsibility to perform and then don't give them what is the English word? That one. Yes, that's the one. You know, don't give them corresponding resources. I think we need to do that. So that's really what we're thinking of doing. But the rest of the questions, with your kind permission, I'll just give my members also so that they have an opportunity to respond quickly.
Thank you for maiden speeches, but you've raised the bar so high that please, 1 minute, 1 minute.
Honourable Chairperson, I will just shortly address the question relating to how effectively are we handling complaints. Just first of all, I should note it's very important that in the last 2 months, the complaints have doubled. So what this shows you is that the public out there is aware of POPIA, and members of the public are really proactive in complaining about the unlawful processing of personal information. So we have resource limitations, and of course the enabling section to effectively deal with a complaint, in other words investigations or an assessment, referral to the enforcement committee, those are not yet in operation. So we feel that it's not really conducive to write to a complainant to say, oh, the act's not yet in operation, thank you for your complaint. So what we do is we write to the complainant, explain that the Act is not in operation yet, but that we strive towards proactive compliance. And then we write to the responsible party to say, we attach the complaint to say, first of all, we see whether the complaint falls within our mandate and whether it's a valid complaint. Then we write to the responsible party and request a response. And up to now, the responses have been quite encouraging. Companies, responsible parties want to be compliant because they pride themselves on being proactively compliant. And if we see a trend, we will then follow up with an industry body. So up to this point, this is what we can do as far as complaints are concerned. So we've created a filing system, process flow, to ensure that we diarize and follow up. And it's encouraging that we now have the seconded legal head, which will, of course, help a lot.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. But this is as far as we can address the complaints.
Chair, thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. With regards to the organogram, the regulator really appreciates and takes the input of the members very serious that we need to prioritize the organogram. As our chairperson have explained that we've got a zero draft, we also intend to benchmark internationally. We have also then, as the Honourable Member Bumlan has referred to the other issues, we're also looking and focusing on how we can take the organogram and match it to our mandate. Our mandate is actually based on Section 40 of the Act, and based on Section 40 we've extracted all of those sections, and we've actually now start to match them to actually make the work of the regulator to match the mandate in such a way that we can enhance service delivery. And then lastly, Chairperson, what is also very important about organogram is that we are in the process of costing the organogram, and we will also be making sure that our costing model is based in such a way that our accommodation cost does not exceed a certain percentage, and we'll also take into account the very effective recommendations about the option of leasing versus the option of buying, and all of those options will definitely make sure that the costs are very low so that we can actually have more money to roll out in terms of making an impact with regards to service delivery and the public, and that will also then be tabled in our next annual report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. I think you have spoken, presented a collective position, unless there's something that has to be said, otherwise the heavens are going to fall. You are well excused, and we must apologize for putting you under pressure. It's not how we operate. It's just that today we have had some challenges, and you are well excused. There's a matter of national interest, another matter of national interest that we have got to deal with before us. Chair, good luck with your team.